Welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello there, everyone, and welcome to episode 40. We are going to talk today about being interested or being interesting. Which is better? Dale Carnegie said, "You can make more friends in 2 months by becoming interested in other people than you can in 2 years by trying to get other people interested in you." Networking and taking time to get to know others is a powerful way in order to expand your network and get to know people. The only drawback is some people tend to want to be seen as the most interesting person in the room instead of being interested in others. In my favorite communication book, Just Listen, by Dr. Mark Goldston, he talks about the interesting jackass. You may be able to relate based on conversations that you have had. These are the people who try so hard to be interesting and demonstrate how great they are, but they fail to take interest in who you are. This can be frustrating. It can make you want to avoid these people altogether. Being interesting is important. However, there is a craft in order to share how interesting you are. If you want to leave a good impression with people that you interact with, you want to take some time to take interest in the people you talk to. You do not need to have all the eyes on you, nor all the answers. This action often comes across as being insecure. When you start taking interest in others, they will start taking more interest in you. When taking interest in others, be fully present and actively listen to what they're saying. Often in conversation, people are thinking about what their response is instead of fully listening to what is being said. People tend to jump in and interrupt. People tend to repel from people who talk about themselves all the time, gossip, or how they're better than everyone else. Instead of responding with your experience, ask probing questions to learn more about the person you're sharing your information with, and summarize what you've just heard and acknowledge what you've been listening to. By asking questions, you are demonstrating that you want to learn more and gain an understanding where another person is coming from. You may overcome shyness by asking questions and learning about others. This demonstrates a genuine interest in others. There are several ways you can demonstrate the true interest in another person. Discover ways you can help another person. Learn about the person you're speaking with and discover their greatest challenge or need or want. Find a way to help them achieve it. They will be forever grateful. I'll have to tell you, it's a really cool feeling when you can help someone achieve one of their goals. I was introduced to a beautiful lady who had shared a story of someone she wanted to meet. And I happened to know someone who knew the person that she wanted to meet. And I was able to kind of connect the pieces, or at least find a way in which these individuals were able to meet. And when they were able to meet, it was the most awesome experience for me to be able to be in the position of knowing that I helped make that happen. Did I expect anything in return? Absolutely not. I just received so much joy in watching her connect with someone she truly wanted to connect with. And since that time, I'd like to say that our friendship has gotten stronger because of that. Be a connector. Connect like-minded people together. When you meet people, you may discover that someone in your network needs to meet the person you've just met. Send a virtual introduction or arrange a time where you can introduce them in person. Also, be memorable. You become memorable because of your listening skills and your interest in others. By taking a genuine interest in others, you make people feel like they're the most valuable person in the room. And as you are speaking to them, that they are. Once you take time and interest in other people, they will also want to discover more about you. This is when you can share more about yourself. Remember, the conversation and dialogue are very much like a dance. It's not a competition in which you share your experience that is the same or better than theirs. It's not about up-leveling, seeing how much better your story can be. The most powerful approach to being interested in others is to be non-judgmental and come from a place of curiosity in which you would like to learn more. Here are the ways that you can become more interesting to others when it comes your turn to share your knowledge, skills, and abilities, as well as your experiences. Explore the world around you by going on adventures and traveling. I have learned that when we open ourselves up to the world and we realize that we are a lot more the same than different. You also learn that everyone is driven by different values and traditions. Have the courage to try new things and be able to laugh and share about the mistakes. Step out of your comfort zone. Read a book once a month and share what you learned with others. You might even pass that book on. Take up a new hobby. Involve others. Invite them to a workshop. Listen to music. Try new foods or cultural activities. Or volunteer to support a good cause. Don't think you are the only person out there expanding their life. When you come across as a know-it-all, you can be sending the wrong message. Be intentional with taking a keen interest in others. If you have a story to share that is relevant to an issue or concern that they've been struggling with, summarize what you've heard and then offer to share the story or experience with others versus jumping in and telling them. No one likes to be told, but they do like to be asked. Engage others in conversation by using questions to learn more. People will be more interested in you as you become interested in them. It is all about how you make others feel. Make them feel like they're the most important person in the room, and in that moment in which you're in the conversation with them, they are. But they will not forget you. So it's important to be interested in others first, before you demonstrate how interesting you are. I am so glad you came on this podcast. I hope you've taken away one or two nuggets that you're going to implement into your life, your business, so that you can live rich from the inside out. I would love for you to subscribe to the Success Secrets newsletter on my website at deborakazowski.com. That's deborakazowski, where you'll get your free MP3 download on the 10 surefire strategies to power up your productivity and performance. I would love to hear about how the Millionaire Woman Show is impacting your life. You can email me at deborah@deborakazowski.com, where we talk about leadership, business, and human potential. I'd love for you to subscribe. Share this podcast with your friends. Share it with the people who might be the ones who tend to be more interesting than interested. And go out and grab the book, Just Listen. It is a powerful read. And give us a 5-star high five. And we'd love to see you on the next episode of the Millionaire Woman Show. Thank you for listening. You make us so excited to be here every week, sharing 2 episodes a week every Tuesday and Thursday. And soon enough, we are going to be going into interview mode, where you can join us for the top speaking, when we're going to be speaking with the top leaders and business leaders in our community, the global community, and where we can share tips and strategies to help you. So excited that you came. We'll talk with you very soon. And until then, go out and be the change you wish to be in the world, as Gandhi said, and make your day great. See you, everyone.